On the new album from Nation of Language, frontman Ian Devaney explores themes of loss and change, but in a distinctly human way. The band was on a quest to make a warm and emotional electronic music album. Nation of Language released Dance Called Memory earlier this fall. Coming up, the New York City band, who's opened for Modest Mouse, joins us for a mini concert playing songs from the new record. Also coming up later in the hour, a collaboration between the Avett Brothers and Mike Patton. Join us, won't you? This is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. The recent discovery of bones in a Chisholm basement is reminding the community of a long-standing unsolved missing child case. An initial investigation Tuesday shows the bones are likely not human. Chisholm police called in the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension to assist with the investigation. The bones will be submitted for further analysis to confirm the findings. In a social media update, Chisholm Police Chief James Vukod wrote the department takes every report and potential lead seriously. He pointed to the 2003 disappearance of Leanna Warner. 5-year-old Warner was last seen walking home from a friend's house. Despite a massive search effort, no clear evidence was found. Vukod says the hope is that continued efforts will one day provide answers. Boston city officials are asking the court to step in to force Essentia Health into talks over whether the city has the right to end the healthcare provider's operation of the local hospital. Larissa Donovan has more.
The years-long dispute stems from Essentia Health's decision to end labor and delivery services in Boston and move those services to Detroit Lakes and Fargo. Last year, Boston engaged in a round of arbitration with Essentia Health that hinged on a breach of contract dispute. The city maintained that providing labor and delivery service was an essential part of the agreement. Arbitrators ruled in a split decision that there was no breach of contract, but the decision also stated it, quote, should not be construed as granted Essentia unrestricted freedom to alter core services without consequence in the future. Boston claims that the provider has also cut down on ambulances, removed a long-standing board member, and understaffed facilities. The Boston City Council voted late last year to end its affiliation agreement with Essentia on January 1st. The city further claims Essentia Health is treating the agreement as if it gave Essentia ownership of the nonprofit that owns the hospital, First Care Medical Services. In an emailed statement to KAXE, an Essentia spokesperson disagrees with Boston's assessment and says the provider does own First Care Medical Services and has since the 2009 agreement. Boston has had a vested interest in its hospital for generations and authorized the nonprofit now known as First Care Medical Services as owner of the hospital in 1947.
Obviously, I think it's clear how the vote should go on this property tax increase. At least I hope it's clear.
Zach Van Drunen of Cohasset was one of over 20 people who addressed the Itasca County Board Tuesday night. Counties, cities, and school districts across Minnesota host truth and taxation meetings at the end of each year after proposed property tax statements are sent out. Officials present their proposed budgets, and then community members like Van Drunen can give feedback. Over 100 people attended Itasca County's meeting.
But I want to offer my recommendation. Do it all proper, legal, above board, but let the state know you don't want to play these games anymore. We don't want to do these mandates.
The county board says those mandates are what necessitated its proposed 10% levy increase. After 3 hours of hearing from the public, the board worked the increase down to 7%. They plan to cut more before the levy has to be certified on December 20th. Beltrami County's meeting was also Tuesday. Their commissioners finalized a 9.6% increase, committing to the preliminary budget that cut funding for local libraries by more than 40%. Larissa is back with more.
Beltrami's budget includes a $700,000 contingency account as the county braces for more state and federal cost shifts. The budget also reduces the county's contribution to the Kitchigami Regional Library System, which operates the Bemidji and Black Duck Public Library branches. Bemidji branch manager Sherilyn Warren says hours will be reduced, with the library going from being open 6 days a week to 4. She says people turn more to libraries when times are tough economically and are reducing their own budgets.
Cutting libraries during budgetary crisis is like cutting hospitals during a plague, because that's basically what you're doing, is you're cutting the library at a time when people need it the most.
Around a dozen Beltrami County residents spoke to preserving library funding. According to County Administrator Tom Berry, the county has paid $1.5 million more than it's legally required to over the last 10 years. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Yo, I'm Kaleo. Frontman Ian Devaney of Nation of Language thought about the push and pull of emotion in electronic music when it came to working on the band's latest album. You got folks like Kraftwerk who want to make something more mechanical, and guys like Brian Eno who want to make it as human as possible. Well, Nation of Language leans into humanity, making synth pop with the soul on their new album Dance Called Memory. It's their fourth studio record, and it explores what happens when loss and change enter your life suddenly. Today, the Brooklyn band plays songs from Dance Called Memory in a mini concert recorded for this show. So let's get it going. Here is Nation of Language from their new album, Dance Called Memory, a performance of In Another Life. It's World Cafe. Nation of Language, recorded live for World Cafe. That's Can You Reach Me? It's a song from their new album, Dance Called Memory, which is available now. Huge thanks to Nation of Language, Ian Richard Devaney, Aidan Noel, and Alex McKay. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Happy Baby Friday. Hope you're staying warm. And thanks so much for listening to the World Cafe on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. I'm Dan Gannon. Itasca Waters continues their free Practical Water Wisdom webinar series Thursday, December 4th, today at noon. This month, Water Wishes for the Holidays. Presenters will share a joyful hour of water-themed children's books that spark curiosity. Register at itascawaters.org. We received support from Bridget's Pub, located in downtown Bemidji, serving Irish and American food, offering Monday night trivia at 6:30 and open mic night on Thursday starting at 6:30 as well. More on Facebook. There's our Sensory Family Santa event today, December 4th, at Northland Arboretum in Baxter. Register for a 15-minute time slot and learn more at northlandarb.org. Click on events. Coming up at 1 o'clock, your volunteer on the river host will be John Henningsgaard, bringing you awesome music until 4 o'clock out of the downtown Bemidji studios. Back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Thanks again to Nation of Language. A little later in the hour, we've got new music from Mike Patton of Faith No More and the Avett Brothers. They made a collaborative record. We'll get to that in a bit. But first, here's Low Cut Connie, Revolution Rock and Roll.
I used to be a soldier, now I'm getting older. Start to feel so lazy, starts to make me crazy. Let's go.
You're listening to World Cafe.
I see a mansard roof through the trees. I see a salty message written in the eaves. The ground beneath my feet, the odd garbage and concrete. Now the tops of buildings, I can see them too. Enough.
not sure what happened. It seems like repossession, and I'm not one to try to get all the way to heaven. But I can't even visit the last place it was relevant. Now I can't even visit the last room I may have been in it. So give my love to Amy, give my love to Kevin. Well, they tore down the hospital.
Definitely getting some Southern rock vibes there. The band is Fust, F-U-S-T. Track is called Spangled from their new album, Big Ugly. Also heard Devo with I Can't Get No Satisfaction and The Beatles with Revolution 1. Back in a minute on World Cafe.
This is People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. My name is Dan Gannon. Thanks so much for listening. Students of the Itasca Orchestra Strings Program will perform holiday music at the Grand Rapids Area Library today, Thursday, December 4th at 4:30. Support for KAXE, KBXE comes from Headwaters Music and Arts in Bemidji, offering the gift of creativity this holiday season with the purchase of a Headwaters gift card. Perfect for lessons, classes, or camps. More at headwatersmusicandarts.org. Crescendo Youth Orchestra hosts the Fantastic 50s Yuletide Festival today, Thursday, December 4th at Hibbing Public Library from 4 to 7, with visits from Santa, a book giveaway, crafts, and nostalgic drink bar of coffee, cocoa, and soda floats. Also featuring performances by the orchestra and the Hibbing City Band. Artist Nelia Harper French invites you to the attic in Old Central School in Grand Rapids to make an ornament. Hours are noon to 4 now through December 6th. Plus, during the first Friday art walk, all materials will be provided. Back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Mike Patton is not an Avett brother, but on this new collaborative album between the Avetts and Mike Patton, his goal is to be a long-distant cousin, maybe a brother that was orphaned. Scott Avett says, Mike's been a part of our DNA, like the fabric of our youth. Literally, we studied him. Well, they became friends, and they have a new record together. It is called Avett Patton, minus the vowels. Who cares? It's just search for Mike Patton and the Avett brothers, and you'll find this. Eternal Love. It's new music on World Cafe.
Every day is an every dark night. So hard to speak without lying.
Every birth is the ending.
And every life is dying.
Here in the spaces, here in the shadows, behind the faces, beneath the souls. Everyone has it, everyone knows
the dread of eternal love.
Take my pills, I drink my drinks. I never stop wondering what people think.
Hide in humility by never arriving. I wax the Mercedes, I dream about driving.
Here in the country, up in the air, out on the streets, everywhere. Everyone has it, everyone knows the dread of eternal love. Dread of eternal
love. Paint gets peeled off, the paint gets put on. We take off the best suit that we have donned.
We walk to the ocean, full of ourselves.
And she takes our soul from its shell.
She takes us. She takes us.
Spaces, here in the shadows, behind the faces, we need the soul.
I take my pills, I drink my drink, forever concerned with what you think.
Down in the valley, up in the air, in San Francisco, everywhere. Everyone has it, everyone knows the dread of eternity.
Me. This is Charity from the Head and the Heart, and you're listening to World Cafe.
Put your dreams away for now. I won't see you for some time. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind. Mama once told me, you're already home when you feel love. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind. Is older than me. But oh my brother, don't you worry about me. Don't you worry, don't you worry, don't worry about me. How's your engine running? Is that bridge getting built? Are your hands getting filled? Won't you tell me, my brother? 'Cause there are stars up above. We can start moving forward.
Take care of all that I do. Oh Lord, I'm getting ready to believe. Oh my, I didn't know how hard it would be. Oh my, I didn't know how hard it would be. But if I hold on tight, is it true? Would you take care of all that I do? Oh Lord, I'm getting ready to believe. Then we'll be waving hands, singing freely, singing standing tall, now coming easy. No more looking down, honey, can't you see? Oh Lord, I'm getting ready to believe. We'll be waving hands, singing freely, singing standing tall, now coming easy. Oh, no more looking down, honey, can't you see me? Oh Lord, I'm getting ready. Oh Lord, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready.
Michael Kiwanuka on World Cafe. I'm getting ready, putting the wraps on this edition of our little program. Appreciate you listening. If you want more World Cafe, World Cafe Words and Music is the name of our podcast, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts. We make this show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Stephen Kaleo. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. And by Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dan Gannon. Hope you're staying warm out there, and thanks so much for listening to the World Cafe on our station. Weather in the listening region today, partly sunny with increasing clouds, a chance of snow, highs 13 to 18, breezy south winds 5 to 15, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, the snow chances continue. Cloudy, low 7 to 17 degrees. West winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. And Friday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the low to mid-20s. Slight chance for snow in the afternoon. Evening lows, negative 6 to 3 above. And Saturday, partly sunny. Highs 5 to 10. Our KAXE question of the week is, tell us about handmade gifts. What have you made or been given? Give us gift ideas and text 218-326-1234. Some live music gigs going on tonight. Sam and Matthew Militich will be at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids. Oh, that begins at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Seth Dowd will be at the Turtle River Chop House in Bemidji starting at 6. Pertner Sandstone will be at Bent Paddle in Duluth beginning at 6. And